Okay, so I just exhausted my audio recording, so I'm going to call this part two. And part two is discussing briefly the importance of what we put as terms of the content of our LinkedIn profile. So we were on the first 50 words in the last call, if you are jumping on from the last call. We just finished talking about how important professional photos are. And on a LinkedIn profile, important to have good lighting, hair, makeup if you're a female, a white background, and colors that complement you, obviously, and however you want to look in terms of whatever appropriate reflection of your job role is. So, first 50 words are the most important in the LinkedIn profile because that is what people will search for. It's the part that the algorithms will sort of put the most weight on. So it's your contact information, your email, and your phone should be in there so that if people are outside of your profile and you come up in their search results, but they can't unlock your entire profile, they can still see a workaround on how to contact you. The other thing that's really important is the keywords in your taglines have to align with your industry and target position. So if you put CFO and then you put team builder and then you put, I don't know, tax breaks, divestitures, just kind of like generalized things that, or always, helps companies to succeed in driving down operational costs, something that wouldn't be something people would keyword search for, then we're wasting that real estate in LinkedIn profiles. So a much better keyword combination for the keywords at the top of your tagline in LinkedIn might be Chief Operations Officer and medical device companies, Fortune 1000 companies, and then maybe if you have an MBA after your name or a CPA, put, your name and then comma MBA, comma CPA, because recruiters and key decision makers do put these as things to search for when they're using LinkedIn searches, they're using those search filters. So that's how we really just have to think about it. So for me, it would be like, Mary Elizabeth Bradford, C-suite resumes, Tory winner, CXO resume writer, or CEO resume writer. Those are all the things that maybe somebody would be searching for, CEO resume writer, that type of thing. So we have to think backwards in terms of what are people searching for and what do I want to be known for? And that's how to create the bridge between, in terms of what we should put in those taglines. And again, if you have a PhD or an MBA or some kind of meaningful certification, you definitely want to put this after your name. If, let's see, college degrees, when you drop down and you fill in your college degrees, a recruiter can sometimes filter their search by graduation date for a college degree. So if you leave off your graduation date, you might not rank in their search results. But and some of my clients say, well, I don't want to put anything that might date me, like I got my degree in 1985. I totally agree. So if you have a recent degree that is beyond or later than 1990, I would definitely include those dates. If it's before 1990, you may think about leaving it off, but just know that if a recruiter is searching by date, that will sort of prohibit you coming up in their search results. But that's what I would do. I would leave it off a date prior to 1990. So if you have a recent MBA that you just got from Wharton in, let's say, 2018, definitely put your MBA, put the date you graduated, and put the school you graduated from. Now, if you don't have a degree, you can still optimize algorithms by listing any school studies at a particular school. So if you went to Wharton but didn't graduate, you could still put Wharton, you could still put the year, you could put your studies, your key courses, your classes, and it's going to trigger that same algorithm. Recruiters sometimes will search for honors. So you know, if you're a sales executive, even though it might have been 10 or 12 or 15 years ago for you, Circle, Pinnacle, and Award, you know, sometimes those things, they can trigger the algorithms. And then the fourth thing that can trigger algorithms is compounding job titles under the employment section. So in your work history, if you were CEO, you can add some keywords to that. So you can put chief executive officer and then CEO in parentheses, comma, transformation leader, comma, M&A leader, comma, strategic planning. I'm pulling this from my tip sheet, but the reason that we want to do that is because, again, we're triggering those algorithms, and we will come up for more keyword searches with the filters that the recruiters are using by using the opportunity to put these extra words in here. So the keywords that count the most for LinkedIn algorithm manipulation are the keywords in your headline, the keywords in your job title lines, and the keywords in your skill section. So you have to have the name of the game is have the right keywords and phrases associated with what position you want next. And again, if you're in a clandestine search, it's a secret search, you can be subtle. But basically, you got to play matchy-matchy with the keywords. So that goes really perfectly in alignment with my whole premise for my company and helping you, which is this is a marketing plan. We need to begin at the end and then work backwards because we want to match you up now with the type of position that you want next. And that's how we know what accolades to promote, what metrics to showcase, what core skills to put out there and maximize, and what to minimize. We're just connecting you with what you want next. So in the skills section, they'll let you create up to 50. You can try to create at least 45 keyword skills, and those keyword skills should again have to do with the kind of things that you want to do next. So could be, you know, transformational leadership, P&L forecasting, you know, whatever it is, you want to put the most important keyword skill at the top and then keep filling out those keyword skills. If you are not working, let's say you left your company in the last year and you haven't changed anything on your LinkedIn profile, it's best to just leave it the way it is. And if you can get away with it, just set the last company date to present, because if there's an end date listed, your profile won't show up in LinkedIn's corporate recruiter app. It really dings those algorithms. So if you can put something to present, and if you left your company last year and, you know, you've been doing, let's say, advisory roles or had a couple board appointments and you just have been working on that, then make sure to put all those things to present. And then those will show up first, and you'll maximize your leverage in terms of the LinkedIn algorithms and your most recent engagements. Sometimes recruiters do searches for acronyms. So always, again, put your acronym after your name as well as your advanced degree. So, you know, it could be a CISO. It could be CEO. You could do that too. So that's it. And then just in terms of how you fill in your summary statement, again, when you fill in your summary statement, you want to begin at the end and then work backwards. So if you've gone through my blueprint and you've found two or three job roles that are in alignment with each other and in alignment with where you want to go moving forward, and you're highlighting those keywords and phrases, then you want to take those keywords and phrases and you want to develop your summary around them. So if you have highlighted over and over again transformational leadership, digital marketing, Fortune 500 companies, and maybe a few other things, that's going to be your message. Your message needs to revolve around that because that's going to attract the kind of things that you want to do next. In terms of actual positions, again, you don't want to keyword stuff, but you want to take those same keywords and phrases and make sure that they are peppered where it's truthful to do so within and throughout your narrative of your career job history. Generally speaking, the tense of a resume is implied first person, which is kind of a, you know, I worked for, we would say worked for, you know, successful executive with history of. So instead of saying I have been a successful executive with a history of. So it's implied first person. LinkedIn is first person informal. So we use I a lot, and you can get creative on how you construct that, but it's more of a short summary that still should have metrics peppered within it, because you're trying to still attract the recruiter's attention. We still have to focus on the end game, not what we do, but what happens when we do it, what we do. And so as many metrics as you feel comfortable putting in your career narrative or your career history, I would encourage you to do so, and just create everything in the first person, implied first person, or first person informal tone, and make sure that the keywords that you want to be known for are peppered throughout this message. In my tip sheet, there is more detailed and granular information on how to use the jobs tabs, how to turn on the jobs app so you can let the recruiters know that you've created job alerts for certain companies. I would strongly suggest that you follow those ideas, turn on the job alerts, turn on in the privacy section of your settings that you want to share your profile when you apply for new roles. And the only reason is to set yourself up so that positions come to you. You don't have to go out and chase positions, because the latter, even though that can be very rewarding and stimulating and quick in a job search, if you go direct, this is really all about using LinkedIn as a passive tool to pull opportunities to you and reinforce your thought leadership and your area of expertise. So I really hope that this audio has been super helpful in understanding the power of this particular platform and how you can use it not only today, next month, but in the years to come to set up your, you reinforce your branding, reinforce your thought leadership, passively look at new opportunities that might be a best fit for you, and align your profile for those opportunities as you go through the evolution of your career. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me or my team, and thanks so much, and I wish you every success.